airs every Thursday at 5 on WFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Surfabilly Freakout at 6, Freeform Music at 7, Roots, Rock, and Reggae at 8, and Getting Your Jammies at 10. I know. I kind of like that, especially tonight when we kind of got a stormy afternoon, evening going on.
Was that, so that was like thunder or was that like explosives?
I don't
pyrotechnics.
Hold on.
Welcome to See You at the Show. This is Eric Schacht and I'm here in the studio with Linda Evans. And we have, we're excited to be in the studio. It still feels like a new and fresh thing. And we've got kind of some exciting things to talk about today, because as the world inches back, hopefully not too quickly, from all of our COVID shutdowns and precautions, there is theater coming back and there is live music coming back. And we were actually at a live music performance last week, which was just so fun to do.
Right. My long-term friend Ryan Groff, he started a new band, and hopefully we'll have Ryan and maybe some of the band members in a future show. He's
Modern Drugs.
Right. He's from Elsinore fame, like locally.
Right.
Locally and famous. And he started a band called Modern Drugs over COVID, and they've been rehearsing for like 9 months, I think, or something like that. And they had their debut, even though it got rained out. They moved inside.
And what a great space that was,
yeah,
too.
It's the new Carmen's, kind of downtown adjacent.
Yeah. Even looking at that building from the outside, it's big, but it doesn't feel like it would offer what it actually offers inside. It was so great for a concert and just seeing it for the first time. And because we were looking around a year and a half ago for rehearsal spaces for theater companies and trying to find, places of even a sixth of that size, and we couldn't find any.
Right. And it's great. Even I thought maybe the acoustics would be bad because it's really a big space but it could be really echoey, but it ended up being really good.
Right. And
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And apparently the owner, I think his name is Hans, because Ryan said it.
Right.
but he seems very arts friendly. Probably theater friendly, and maybe we'll find some other ways to use that space
definitely
involve local theater companies.
A great addition to the community.
Excitingly, finally, we have one of our local theater companies that has released a 21-22 season schedule.
Parkland College.
Yay. Way to go, Parkland. I can't wait to have somebody from Parkland come on and tell us more about these selections. We don't know that much about these shows.
I know, just a little. Yeah. I mean, She Kills Monsters is part of the lineup. And, of course, I've seen that several times, and that's always fun. But then there's, like, a brand new original work. They're starting out the season, right, with Playing God?
Yeah, let's refresh me about what the Actor Studio Productions mean. Do you recall? I mean, those are directed by students, or are they only performed by Parkland students?
I think both. I think. We'll have to have Brian Morgan.
Right.
And to talk
about
that
now
again.
I'm thinking that they're not necessarily directed by students, but they're one of those rare things that's reserved solely for people.
Right. I know for sure that the actors are supposed to be students, and it looks like the playwright might be a student too.
It's a new work by Felix Krim. This is called Playing God. It'll be the first first Champaign-Urbana play outside of, I guess, some U of I stuff that U of I's done a few things outside. But first community-ish theater in Champaign since COVID. And so I'm excited about it. That's going to be September 30th to October 3rd. And I don't know.
Well, Kingdom of Dreams is going to be at Parkland before that. Boom. And we need to get them in, too.
You're right.
And talk to them. I think that's going to be in August. So
yeah,
that's coming up. I can't believe.
Right. In fact, the first show may even be at the end of this month.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We have to have
I should know
straight.
The dates. Yeah. I should know the dates. I'm feeling okay. A little under the weather today, so I'm sorry if I'm a little spacey.
Okay. Well, let's finish running through this. I build this up as exciting news, and I should even have theme.
I know.
We need to have theme music for segments. But right. We've just been so out of the game. I mean, we've just been piecing together how do we keep a show about theater going when there's no theater. And so that's a note to self. We right. need, if we had Paul Schaefer's band in here or something right now, we would cue him and there'd be like a 21, 22.
Maybe we should bring in, we have all these instruments. We should do that. I could do that. We could do like a little... guitar.
Put my big old bass in here. Just to do a bong, 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 right. bong, bong, bong. 21, 22.
A ukulele. Season. It's easier to bring in.
Season. So Parkland, in addition to playing God, they are doing 10 out of 12, which is going to be directed by BJ Gailey.
Which I think
we were just talking about BJ and Abby yesterday.
Yeah, we were.
And this is, I've never heard of it. It's a strikingly accurate and funny record of the hardest day any theater artist can endure. So I'm not quite sure what the 10 out of 12 means, but it basically is a show about the hilarity and horrifying stress that theater can inspire, frustrate, and madden its makers. That's going to be in February. She Kills Monsters, which is the only one of these four that I'm familiar with. And that is going to be in the fall. She Kills Monsters has been recently performed by Urbana High School. And before that, Jace Jameson directed it at the station.
Did he direct it?
I thought he did. Or maybe he was in it. Maybe Michael Matthews directed it.
Yeah, I think that was
That's
true.
Right. And I just picture Jace's head with big horns right. on it when I think of She Kills Monsters.
Right.
And I wish that I could have seen it, but tell me about it. What do you think? Is it a good show for Parkland to choose?
Yeah, I think it's a really fun show. It's very imaginative. It's very LGBTQ friendly. If anyone likes D&D, they'll get some of... they might get more out of it, but you don't have to know anything about Dungeons and Dragons to enjoy it. Anybody could enjoy it. But.
So other than the first one that we mentioned, which is the Actors Studio show, the other three plays are all, that's one of the great things about Parkland, is it's a community theater.
Right.
And that's where I got my start 10 years ago. It's a 10-year anniversary of Little Prince this fall, so I'm kind of...
Oh, wow.
Sentimental
yeah.
about my late life stage career starting at Parkland College. So we're really lucky to have Parkland. We'll have Brian Morgan in here to talk more about the season. But She Kills Monsters is going to be the fall show. I talked about 10 out of 12, which is going to be the winter show. And then the big musical. Hey, Chelsea's directing this.
Yes.
You knew that?
I did.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You must have heard about it first. You heard about it before it was announced, didn't you?
I'm not saying anything.
The whole reason that I brought you on as my co-host was to get the scoop.
To get the scoop.
Because you're connected. You're plugged in. And obviously, you didn't utilize that plugging.
Well, anyway, I'm excited about Chelsea directing. And
I am too. This is SpongeBob the Musical. Is this not a kid's show, though?
I don't really know much about SpongeBob.
I guess you could say the same
musical.
Thing about SpongeBob the cartoon.
It's not a kid show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be, as the Parkland musical usually is, that's going to be in the spring, April 14th to May 1st. Looks like there will be 8 shows spread out over 3 weeks. But it does say that this show is suitable for people of all ages. So
right.
it might not be like
some, it's one not of those cast by kids, but it's all ages show, I guess. So
yes. Well, the power of optimism can really change the world, it says. Original songs by Aerosmith. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flaming Lips, Cyndi Lauper.
I would go
John Legend, Panic at the Disco.
I would go just for the music. See, yeah. I'm not a SpongeBob fan. I know a lot of people are, but it sounds like I'm going to like this anyway. So,
well, I don't know.
I'm excited. I'm definitely going to give it a shot. I love Chelsea and I love Parkland.
I
know
I was saying last night that I would not audition for another musical at the risk of being further humiliated directors and their nasty cutting comments as they send me out of the audition room. But
the show must go on, and you've got to try again. Get out there and face your fears.
The show must go on. You're right. I have to face my fears.
Right.
And so we're going to transition into talking about some theater that's coming up even faster than that.
Right.
Because our friends over at DLO in Danville have been continuously at work. And that's why we've been taking so many road trips to Danville.
Right.
Because both with Red Mask and with DLO, there have been shows to see. And I'm really excited about these two that are coming up. And we're going to talk about them in just a second.
I can't see what people look at me and only see the color of my face. Oh, yeah. And there's those that try to help, God knows, but always have to put me in my place. But I won't ask you to be colorblind, cause if you pick the fruit, then girl, you should find the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I could say it ain't so, but darling, what's the use? The darker the chocolate, the richer the taste. And that's where it's at. But baby, run and tell that.
So let's go run and tell people about the shows that are coming to Youth Theater at the Fisher Theater in Danville. We're joined now in the studio by Jamie Coutant, who is producing the two shows that are, I guess, opening.
Well, I'm producing one of them.
Oh, which one are you producing?
I'm producing Frozen Junior. I'm producing and stage managing, so I'm doing double duty there.
Okay.
That's a lot. I've done that before. That's a lot.
And so that is the two shows that are going on right now are Frozen Junior and Hairspray, and Frozen Junior is younger kids?
Frozen Junior is our younger, our youth show. They range in ages of 8 to 13, and then Hairspray is our teen show, and that goes from 13 to 19. And we do have a couple kids that have overlapped and are helping us with both, and we appreciate those older kids helping with the younger kids.
Nice. That's great. Do you have some kids that have, like, done it? You know, they've kind of grown up in
Absolutely.
DLO.
We have a lot of them. And matter of fact, I'm not sure about Hairspray, but in Frozen Junior, I know that we have at least 4 families that are second generation.
Oh, nice. That's great.
In the children theater, youth theater family, so...
Wow.
So how long have you been doing youth theater at DLO?
Since my kids were young. My daughter is, I won't even say how old, but she's in her 30s and she started when she was 8. So
Wow.
Since then.
That's great. And you personally have been involved consistently through that time?
Not consistently. There's been some breaks in between there, but I've always tried to help out when I could. So that, I mean, children's theater, youth theater, the kids, that's my passion. Anyone, if you ask anybody in Danville, they'll tell you that that's my passion, is working with the kids and teaching them about theater and having them learn to love theater. So.
And what about your history as a performer? Because Linda and I saw you on stage just a couple weeks ago in our town. Is that something that was new to you, or is that also something?
No, I started in Red Mask in their children's theater program when I was very young. Did a few shows. Didn't do a whole lot. I had kids, and then my kids got involved. And then as my kids got involved, I became more involved. And I've done anything and everything from produce, stage manage, direct, help backstage, be on stage.
That's great.
It sounds like you've almost like got a combination of Linda and my experiences, because it was our kids that got us involved, and there's been more with me on stage and more with her behind the scenes doing other things. And then that's how this radio show got born, because there hasn't been some way in town of just communicating all the things that are going on.
Right.
And it's been great to get to know Paul Strain over at with DLO, and he does stuff with Red Mask, and he's just seems like the theater guy right now.
He is one of the theater guys. I'm on the DLO board. I'm secretary on the DLO board, but I am the children's representative on the Red Mask board.
Nice.
So we kind of go back and forth.
I like how Danville seems to, your theater companies all seem to work really well together.
We do.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to, and we have been doing more
with
of that
team
here.
Spotlight, I think that's a great example
right.
of that. That's a thing that is going on in Champaign Theater right now is we have it's a BIPOC-centered free workshop
awesome.
for kids using the station theater space. And we thought of that.
But CUTC has been very involved too to help out.
CUTC and the station are collaborating, mm-hmm. which is kind of new territory. And it's a good kind of like collective local mission to get more people of color involved in theater. And that's one of the things I thought was great to see when I was looking through the DLO Facebook page and I saw some of the pictures from Hairspray. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I know you have to have diversity.
Right.
But I'm sure that some theater companies have stumbled into Hairspray before and maybe not been able to represent people of color as well as
it's difficult and everything, but DLO is working really hard. We have a diversity committee. We want to reach out to those communities, and we want to get them more involved.
That's great. For Hairspray, were there any sort of out-of-the-box sort of efforts that were utilized to cast that show?
I know they reached out to a lot of the organizations. We have, different places in town and different people that we knew, we tried to get the word out as much as we could. I wasn't as involved with that. That was Lisa Strain, Paul's wife, is directing that show. But I know they did reach out and talked it up. They went to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
They sent stuff out to the schools.
Since your youth theater has kids that are too young to be vaccinated, what kind of COVID precautions are you taking?
We are masking for practices and everything. We're still, it's probably going to be last minute. Especially for the kids show. I know Hairspray, they are trying to go without masks. We would like to for Frozen. It's going to be kind of a last minute thing. We're playing it by ear. We're talking to parents to get their, what they feel about it. as well.
So. Is the teen hairspray it's not like Hairspray Junior. How
it is not Hairspray Junior. It's the full show.
Okay. And so those are high school kids or just literally teenagers?
Literally teenagers. We've got a few, you know, that just started college, and some that are just going into high school because our 13-year-olds
right.
are just moving up.
Going
into
freshman year.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
So Hairspray is going to be at the Fisher Theater. It's a free show, and it's going to be July 30th, 31st, and August 1st matinee. Is the matinee Sunday matinee?
It is a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m., yep.
Okay, and so the Frozen Junior that you're producing is a week before that,
yes.
July 23rd, 24th, and then a matinee on Sunday the 25th, also free at the Fisher Theater. And what an amazing space that is.
It is a beautiful space, and we're so lucky to be able to work with the Fisher and have them collaborate with us and being able to put on these shows, especially in a, you know, after a COVID year and all of the setbacks and everything that we've had. So.
Yeah, I had not been in there. I know Linda was able to see.
Yeah, I saw Bright Star there
just before COVID. And
that was our last show before.
Right, I know. And that was the first time I'd been in the theater. And I was so impressed. I kept taking all these pictures and sending them to Eric. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. Because we have the Virginia Theater here, which has been, redone several times. And but the Fisher Theater is like maybe two or three times as big, and it.
Oh,
you know.
I'm a sucker for the balconies, and the wing seats, and like Linda and I watched you in our town from the second balcony, left wing, and it just felt.
You had a little cameo spot.
Right. That was so exciting. I guess I have returned to the stage in some ways,
and that's so fun. Yeah,
that was fun to be sprung on me, and. And it's just, I know that there are so many actors in Champaign that are excited about opportunities to act again. But Danville and to a lesser degree Bloomington, but we're kind of like, this started out as See You at the Show, and we were just thinking like we might just have to change it to Central Illinois, but that just doesn't have a ring to it.
It's okay. We can still cover it.
Yeah.
So do you know much about the auditions coming up for Red Mask Players or...
For the children's show?
Yeah, for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
For Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, I do.
Yay!
That is actually right after Frozen Junior ends, that Monday and Tuesday... will be auditions, and I will be there for those auditions.
And this is the same age group, third through eighth?
No, third through eighth grade,
yes.
Oh,
but that's not the same as
Frozen
Junior.
Yeah, for DLO, we use eight. We go by ages, 8 through 13, but for Red Mask, we use third through eighth grade. We kind of keep it right in that level so that they know how to read and that.
Right, and is it a full production? It doesn't look like a junior.
It is a full production of Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. It's a little bit different. It's not your typical Snow White. The dwarfs' names are a little bit different because, of course, you know, Disney has the lock on those names. So there's, you know, some different names, and I don't want to give them away because they're really funny, but we're really excited to bring children's theater back to Red Mask. Like I said, that's where I got my start. I love children's theater, and we're excited. We've got two great directors. And
was the Catherine Randolph Theater used back in your time as well as when
it
you
was
were...
when I did shows there? And a little bit of a history on that: before it was ever a theater, when it was a church, my mom and dad were married there.
Oh, that's so cool!
But when we moved back, when I was real young, because my dad was in the service, and we moved back, and we would drive by there, and they would say that's where they got married. Of course, at that time, then now it was a theater, and we're like, well, what were you, the clown act?
Cute. <Yeah. laughs> So that's great. I love how you have a history with that space and everything, and it's also a great space. We went there too.
Yeah, we saw the serial killer show.
You are perfect.
Yeah.
It's really changed the way you can say that as a compliment now.
Right.
Like when I, like Linda would say, well, how is this? And I was like, oh, you're perfect. I don't know. That's really what I want to hear you say.
Right. Anymore. Right. That was a really good production too. And both theaters are kind of on your main drag in Danville.
They are.
Right down the street from each other, but very historic buildings, mm-hmm. but different feel. Like one's very intimate and one's like larger than life.
It's kind of our station in Virginia,
right?
To some degree.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they're both fun places to see shows. And you're open to people from Champaign coming and auditioning.
We are. We are open to anybody who wants to come and audition.
It's interesting that there are two directors. Are they? Is that something you've done before?
We have done before for our children's shows. You know, they'll collaborate together. But Ann Soderstrom is a veteran of Red Mask, and Allison Farron, who was helping her direct. Her daughter and her son both grew up doing children's theater. They both are now out of high school, but they have both done quite a bit of theater with us as well.
Great. So the director of Frozen that you're producing is Bailey Thompson.
Correct.
We were trying to get her on the show. And
but thank you for coming in last minute. We
no
really
problem.
Appreciate that.
Right. I directed Bailey when she was young. Her and my son are around the same age, and I've directed.
Wow,
there is such a legacy.
Yeah,
sort of
it's like
thing
a family. It's all family. I mean, I don't have a lot of family locally, so the theater is my family, and
right.
I love when we do shows and I can get together with these people again and get to know Bailey now as an adult.
Right. That's very different, right? And I love seeing the kids around, like handing out programs or helping out behind the scenes and stuff. Yeah. So it's really neat how they get to like grow up.
Oh, I wanted to ask Bailey about this. What are the Thompson Tunes? Do her and her husband go around doing like variety acts or what?
They just started. It's a startup business. The two of them, they are both very talented singers, and their Thompson Tunes is basically they will come to a party and they'll sing kids' songs, anything that they know. They were at our local coffee shop a couple weekends ago, and my little granddaughters just loved it. They did The Wheels on the Bus and It's Happy
to
Know It, Baby Shark. But they also are getting into the business. They teach voice and piano and acting lessons as well.
Wow, what a neat collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Thompson Twins.
That's from our era.
Playing off of that a little bit.
That's cute.
Okay, so is there anything else about Frozen that you want to tell us about? Is there anything unique about the show that you'll be doing with the set? Or
the set is going to be amazing. We have a local, I call him an artist. He's done some things, but he is painting our set, and I'm so excited because I was stressing over that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are amazing. We have 38 kids in the show. I lose track sometimes. But we have a lot of new kids, a lot of brand new kids
great.
To theater, and it's so great to see them up there. And some of our kids that have been veterans but they've missed it this last year, and it's so exciting to see their faces. But it's going to be Frozen. It's just like the movie. You Elsa and Anna and everything, but there's a few things in there that you don't get in the movie because they're going to be telling the story, so you don't always see it. And there's some different things. My grandson plays Oaken, and he has a really cool song in there that is not part of the movie.
That'll be fun to see. Some familiar songs, but some special things too.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Is the artist, is that Barry Callahan?
Yes.
Who's doing that? Yeah, I just pulled up a couple of these really large panels of scenic work.
Our
looks
periactoids
incredible.
That we're doing. We have four periactoids, and he's painting scenes on them. And, yeah, it's going to be really cool.
All right. Well, that sounds like that's worth the drive all by itself.
Right,
so,
right.
We'll be continuing to promote the show in the lead up to it. It's, I guess, what is that, just 1.5 weeks? Is that how close
well,
we are already?
Yeah,
to the
23rd? Less than that, almost a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
wow.
A week from tomorrow is opening night.
Wow.
Okay, well, so head down to Danville. It's only like 20, we timed it, I think, at 26 minutes to get from downtown Champaign to the Fisher Theater. Nice food trucks in the area.
Right.
And
stop by Loving Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A friend of mine owns it. So I just have to
they're
right.
Amazing.
Well,
yeah.
Jamie, thanks for joining us on See You at the
you.
Show. We hope to have you back.
Thanks
and
for having
now
us.
You. Will not get lost next time.
No, I will not. I know where you are now.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure. Stay tuned for Surfability Freakout coming up next. And this has been See You at the Show with Eric Schacht and Linda Evans. Thanks for tuning in.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. This has been the Weft Courier for Thursday. Join us for the Weft Courier every weekday for Democracy Now! At 4 p.m. followed by two additional programs of information and analysis. Up next, Surfability Freakout Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on air are solely those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT Champaign, Prairie Air.